Question to Waterbury. Which hotels have hourly rates? Why would a hotel have hourly rates?
In case you want to
get quick rest,
take a shower.
Shower.
Rest.
Right.
That's it. Rest.
Rest.
Rest for truckers.
Rest. No pants on. Exactly.
Rest for people in the airline industry.
You badly need a massage from a bed you put quarters in.
So, which hotels in Waterbury have hourly rates? 203-882-9757. Are there a lot?
Yeah.
Are there just a few? But the Waterbury mayor says, yeah, we're going to try to put an end to this.
Now it's 2 hours.
Right.
2 hours or nothing. Yeah.
At least 2 hours.
So he's going to seek a ban on hotel and motel rooms being paid for by the hour. Here's a quote from the mayor. Quote, if you're renting out rooms by the hour, nothing good is coming out of that.
Well, for someone it is.
Something's coming out.
Exactly right. One person being relieved, the other person getting paid. We're good.
There is very little precedent for Connecticut adopting an ordinance that would ban hotel and motels from offering rooms by the hour. Even a state effort to ban the practice fell short a few years back. Now Waterbury will hold a public hearing September 8th. Boy, I want to see the people who come out to speak against the ordinance.
Right. Look kind of thin.
Well, probably the hotel owners, but also a whole different industry.
Exactly right. One's a work at night, sometimes during the day. You know, it's...
Oh, really? No one in Waterbury knows.
Come on. You're probably in one
right really?
Now. Yeah.
Not sure what you're talking about, Chaz. Never been there.
Yeah. I guess you don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Like, wow, you're the only one that called the show that knew which one's charged.
Right. You can say
by the hour.
You heard someone mention this.
Mm.
You know, like you actually were there.
There used to be one in Devon.
Yeah.
That I knew of. Not that I used.
No, yeah, of course.
But see how it sounds immediately?
Everybody knew
I can
it.
See why no one's called.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had the Terrible Motor Lodge over on Long Island in Port Jeff.
What was it called?
The Terrible Motor Lodge.
Oh, I thought you said the Terrible Motor Lodge.
That's what I heard, too. I was
That's
like, well.
That's a tough name.
Terrible Motor Lodge. It was a Terrible Motor Lodge. I wasn't there, but a lot of folks I know went there.
The Comac Inn.
Comac
on
Inn,
Long
yes.
Island.
That was the biggie, man. That was, you know, that was actually the upper level of hourly motels.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Waterbury Motels.
Nice.
Yes. That's what it's called?
No. The Apple Motel.
The Apple.
The Apple.
Right to the core.
Yeah. Right there on West Main.
Nice.
The Apple on West Main charges by the hour.
Come and get sauced. Nice.
Definitely.
Okay.
Do you know what the hourly rates
Come
are?
And get the sauce.
And what else?
I'm
Is
sorry.
That it?
That's the only one I could think of.
Okay.
Do you know what the rates are? Per hour?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm curious.
So what do you charge for an hour?
What are you paying for the hour? Like $17.95?
Is it Waterbury Big Apple Motel?
Well,
something like that, yeah, on West Main.
All right. Oh, Big Apple. Well,
you think it's a Big Apple?
It's a good one to get the kids ice cream and drive them by. Okay. Show them a little bit about life.
Right.
Right.
This is
Look, kids.
This is no joke. A single bed is $69 at the Big Apple Motel.
Is that for the hour?
Is that for an hour or for a day?
I don't know. Hold
that
on.
That sounds like for a day.
Info.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right. You too. Thank you. See?
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Maybe they can't advertise the hourly rates online, so it's just super low, and then you go in, and it's like, it's this price.
Yeah, right. What's the, I can only check in for a day. Yeah, that's probably like a cash deal.
Ruth, what'd you find out?
I'm just looking at a few pictures. There's one here. They actually have a mirror above the bed.
Nice.
Yeah.
What other amenities does it have?
Oh, let's see. Well, some classic 1970s style decor.
Nice.
All like wood paneling.
Probably smells like cigarettes.
That, I would not want to go anywhere near.
The crunchy sheets, yeah. Oof. Nice.
Oh,
brown
nice.
Drapes with paisley.
It's one of those.
Why do you have curtains and no window?
The air conditioner plug is hanging down.
Nice.
I don't know, for some reason, there's a picture of a half empty jug of soy sauce. I don't know why.
Ooh, dude, look at that fridge. There's just a fridge.
Just
on
a mini fridge. The mini fridge is the size of a lunchbox.
Yeah. I was going to get the little table and chairs.
Oh, there's a pool.
Fancy.
Yeah, they find people in there.
I'm sure it's well chlorinated.
All right, so is it called the Apple or the Big Apple?
It is the Big Apple Motel in Waterbury.
Big Apple Motel.
Although the pictures they're showing right here are, actually aren't that bad. You know, I mean, as far as, you know, AJ, you know, horrible places go.
Like, how bad is your house?
I really,
if you're looking at the Big Apple Motel and you're thinking, that's not that bad.
It's a step up. I'm going to rent my house out hourly. Anyone's like,
oh, Jesus.
You want to live life terribly? Come to my house.
No, it'd be funny. Like, people who used the Big Apple Motel would go to your house and say, this place sucks.
Right?
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
I like that they don't even bother to really make the beds. They just kind of drape the sheet over the mattress.
Yeah.
It's not tucked in.
Yeah.
And then the comforter's just folded at the foot.
It's got some kind of weird round, like, hutch.
But this is for... These are pictures for the internet.
Yeah.
Who took these pictures, too?
This is the most... This is the nicest this room's going to look.
Oh, the hallway's the best with the red carpeting. It looks sticky. It looks like you'll start walking, and then halfway through, the soles of your shoes are gone.
Yeah, it's one of those rooms that you open the door, and you're pushed back out from the odor.
Right.
Yeah.
It smells like Lysol, cigarettes, and some of the things you can't identify.
It hasn't seen fresh air in a long time.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Mike in Bristol.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Waterbury Motel.
Yeah.
It's the Big Apple. It's $60 an hour over there.
$60 an hour? Damn.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
$60
Way too much for an hour.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, if you look right in that area off of West Main, you got Hillside and you got Grove and you got, you know, all the prostitution's going on there.
Gotcha.
So, it's very convenient for them. It's in walking distance.
Got it. And he has stuff to walk.
But, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the Big Apple or the prostitutes? I think the prostitutes set up in that neighborhood because the Big Apple is right there.
Right.
Yeah, or pretty much they work right out of all those hotels in Waterbury. I mean, there's a few in Naugatuck as well because they post online and people go and meet them. The city's just disgusting as it is. I mean,
tourism.
Waterbury, not Naugatuck.
Naugatuck's awesome.
Naugatuck's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's two motels out there that do the same thing. I mean, it's in every town you see. I heard someone mention the Motor Lodge, and, like, there's Jay's Motel in Plymouth as well.
Motel.
Oh, which is the one that's next to McDonald's? There's one next to McDonald's.
That was $79 for a few hours.
Yeah, there's one freaky place next to McDonald's. It's sitting there eating a burger, watching folks going in and out of rooms.
Ooh. What's a good rate for an hour?
You can get the jacuzzi with the water bed at that one.
Nice.
Water bed.
Yes.
Oh, boy, the water bed.
Flesh-eating amoeba. Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, thank you.
Be safe.
Wow, the water bed.
Wow. The motion of the ocean. The gel bed seemed worse.
We're talking about hotels and motels that charge by the hour in Waterbury. Cat in Waterbury.
Hi, I'm right outside the Apple Hotel. I work down here, and I remember when they built it. It's all drugs and prostitutes. That's all that's there. And they actually charge more if you pay by the night than if you pay by the hour, believe it or not.
Wait a minute. They charge, you get paid, you charge more for the night.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, well, you pay a lot less. Like, if you rent it by the hour and you keep going back for the hour,
right,
you end up paying less.
Yeah.
And what's it, $70? You end up paying like $40. They give you a break if you keep going back.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant.
Oh, it's like the lunch ticket.
Yeah.
Or the car wash ticket.
Yeah, they don't want to screw you twice.
Hey, Tim, you're here every Tuesday. We're going to just,
hand the key and, you know, you got to rent the room all over again. There they don't. You're like, they know you.
So, Kat, you clean the rooms there?
No, I work in Waterbury right around the corner from it.
Yeah,
and I'm over in that area all the time. I see all the people outside selling drugs. My car broke down outside there one night around midnight.
Oh,
and they all were coming up to me asking me, are you all set?
Yes, I'm all set. Thank you. Yes.
You all set?
Yeah, appreciate all it. Thank set. You. Thanks so much.
That's a good one. All
and
set.
I have to tell you, I lived in Jay's Motel, though, in Terryville. I heard somebody saying something about that.
Yeah.
I lived there for about 6 months while they were redoing my apartment.
Oh, boy.
And I did see a lot of prostitutes up there, but I did see a lot of drugs.
All right, so not a lot of prostitutes, but a lot of drugs.
They have standards, of course, yes.
Yeah, right. No, but they, in Waterbury, the only ones that are, like, really decent that you could go to is, like, the Marriott. You don't see the prostitutes in there. All the other ones, pretty much.
No, they're called escorts.
There's one that's right off of 84. I don't know the name of it. It's by Strass Drive. And that one's been around for years. And prostitutes, same thing, by the hour.
Nice.
Been like that for years.
Free crabs.
I've been with Terrible over 20 years.
I mean, continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones they were talking about going down to Naugatuck. Those are on the Waterbury-Naugatuck line, and they're the same thing. It's all drugs and prostitutes.
Like taking a shower suddenly. Anybody else?
It seems like it would be easy for the cops to pick these people up because random citizens know where they all are.
Seriously, right? New detective can figure it out.
They do raids, and they usually get about 40 to 50 prostitutes, and they're Johns or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'll see all their pictures in the paper or online. And I want to say they do it like maybe once or twice a year when they get, like, extra funding or something to have that many police online, you know, there. But I've been approached by men, women, everything, have walked up to my car window, you know, knocking on the window, telling me that, you know, oh, we could go to the hotel right there or down the street.
Right. That's nice. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very friendly of you. Like, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm good. And they put them, you know, like Waterbury, there's a, what do they call those? There's a app and you could go on it. And they put them on there, too.
Oh, yeah, remember
there's
that?
An app.
Remember there was a thing where you could find out all the prostitutes in your town?
It's called Rub Maps. Yeah, it's a real place.
For those looking for the genie.
It's like if you're
wow.
It's like all these massage places.
Right.
Like, yeah, you could go find a back rub.
Yeah, the RTs, yep.
Yeah.
The RTs, wow. Yep.
I think I'm all rough and cool until I hear stuff like this. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
I did not know.
I am sheltered.
I need to shower right now. Like, ew.
Holy yuck. Crap.
Damn, man. Wow.
Cat, I learned a lot.
You did.
Yep. Everything you wanted to learn, you learn on the streets in Waterbury.
That should be a quote.
Everything you don't want to learn, you could also learn on the streets in Waterbury.
That should be in the welcome sign. Everything you need to learn. It's a learning place.
All right.
All right, Kat.
I got to get back to work.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We're talking about the mayor of Waterbury is going to try to ban hotel and motel rooms being paid out by the hour.
Yep. Get them to town. Yes. Cleaning it up.
You heard of a Sunnyside Inn in Bridgeport?
Oh, sounds like a bad egg place.
That is a rough looking joint right there.
Yeah,
that's a the Yelp. These are the Yelp photos.
Right,
it's a crying
Why is
baby.
It so a baby?
Why are they showing a crying baby?
A baby.
Is
that real?
Might be what happens. Yes, this is the Yelp page for Sunnyside Inn in Bridgeport.
That's your free gift.
Then they show it's just a 3-block picture.
Yeah,
crying baby. Disgusting toilet, horrible, like, bed.
Yes, terrible room.
They're trying to tell us something. They're giving us clues, a sign.
They're like, hey, we just want to get you ready for when you open the door.
Right.
All right, you're going to hear crying babies, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
you're
going to
hear,
yeah.
You're going to see disgusting toilets.
Right.
So if you come here, don't complain.
Just so you know.
There's a comment on the baby picture. This is my newborn baby, Timothy, crying due to the state of the entire room.
Wow.
Oh.
Could you imagine Jeez. If you're in charge of reputation for this Sunnyside Inn?
Right.
You're like, guys, I think we're cooked.
Timmy yeah.
we're all, I think we're all done here.
Timmy learned a lot that day. Baby.
All right. I want to thank everyone for calling. We got a full load here, and we just don't have enough time to get to them all.
Yeah.
They mugged him for a quarter.
Oh boy, it's time for dumbass news.
And you laugh.
Sorry,
that's weird.
Chaz and AJ, dumbass news.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Hey, kids, got a quarter? Yeah, want to the hotel?
Comedian Brian Blackmore in studio.
Good morning.
He's part of the sold-out Chaz and AJ comedy show, thanks to Legends of Fear.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Nice.
Larry in the car was just calling in during the Seedy Hotels in Waterbury segment.
Yes.
And he said he was mugged for a quarter in that area.
Wow.
Larry, what happened?
This was a long time ago, okay? I grew up in the west end of Waterbury. This was in the 70s, early mid-70s.
How old were you?
Walking down through the, I had to be like 10, okay, maybe 12.
Yeah, quarter's a lot back then.
As a young kid,
yeah,
you could still walk around, but this is the kind of thing you wouldn't tell your mom when you were walking around what happened to you.
Of course.
But I was just going down the YMCA, and I couldn't have had more than a quarter on me. And I was, I remember it. It was like a block before where the hotel is. And this little kid, you know, a little bit older than me, basically shook me down for a quarter or whatever I had in my pocket is. So that area has always been, whatever you want to call it, seedy, gruff, sketchy.
Yeah.
So when they opened that hotel there, everybody that knew the area was like, are you kidding me? What else is going to use this hotel?
Well, he needed the quarter for the bed.
Oh, wow. They built it for that purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
For recreation.
It used to be a tire place.
Oh. And some folks are tired.
Yeah, it was, for the longest time, was Auto Repair Tire Place, and I don't remember the name of it.
Wow.
Okay, so they used the same building as the auto repair, and they just put some walls up and put some beds in?
No, but the best.
I guess they renovated it and diced and sliced it. I'm not exactly sure what they
renovated
did it,
with quotes.
They left the grease rack.
The PD's there all the time.
In the loop.
You know, if you follow the Waterbury news, like I moved out of Waterbury 30 years ago when I still have roots there.
Yeah.
The PD is always there. Drug overdoses, assaults, riots in the street, shootings, you name it. It's you know, it's in that area, in that hotel.
Okay, I can see why the mayor wants to stop this nonsense of renting hotels for an hour.
Ended,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the PD must lay so many resources going there constantly.
But you were mugged for a quarter. That's pretty good.
That's wild.
Mugged for a quarter.
Mugged for a quarter.
Nice.
Mugged at the age of 10, by the way.
Like a bad rap.
Walking down the street and you got mugged.
It's like a bad rap song.
It's like, that quarter, I'll take that. The stick of gum, yep, that's mine.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Your shoelaces, give them to me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Larry, thank you.
Going to the YMCA. I didn't get my potato chips that day.
Right. Oh, well.
All right, thank you, Larry.
All right, guys.
All right.
Yep, take care.
You do.
Retired Officer Dave is calling in on Sunnyside in Bridgeport.
Oh.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Good morning. Thank you for being a cop.
Absolutely. Sunnyside Inn. So one of my fond memories of that is they have ghetto Ubers. So the drug dealers that would rent the hotel rooms with the prostitutes and, you know, dealing their drugs.
Yeah.
Regular crackheads would get paid not with cash, but with rocks of crack.
Oh.
So they would, you know, somebody would call Paige with a... I know.
But they're awake.
That was the...
That'll be two rocks,
the currency,
please.
The right. Drug trade. Nice little rock to crack every time they picked up a customer.
Nice.
Absolutely. And that place is a disaster. It needs to go. It needs to be bombed.
Yeah.
But, needs to be
bombed
and fumigated. Yes.
It is a rough, rough looking place.
Oh, wow.
It's rough. Apparently, there's homicides that have taken place there. There's just
there's
a constant chalk line on the floor.
Yes. It is one of those, like a chalk line in the room.
You know what might be a fun... fun segment would be someone with a blue light or black light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Black lights.
Yeah. Black lights. Go make videos with black lights.
Dibs no. Not.
Listen, Dibs even not. A retired cop is like, don't do it. Right. Even the air has it.
Is it good when it lights up?
It sure is a lot of it.
It's going to look like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Rockefeller Center.
Happy holidays.
But we were there constantly, and a lot of stuff in the parking lot too. A lot of crackhead fights. That's remember the bum fights they used to do. There was the crackhead fights,
right?
Over rocks of crack, absolutely.
The fight of the glass
bum fights. I totally forgot
the
about
glass
that.
Pipe
that
fights.
Was a thing.
Yeah.
I thought I'd share that with you guys. Hey, good show.
Thank you, brother.
Good hearing from you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. Thank you.